Kinder können da in sech des gege da vor beginnen mein alter gege des master beginnen das gemon mach ihr immer bis simcha that because that his mother brought him to Jerusalem because his mother is mach even simcha now pesh rashi per kam the condition rashi in the first pek condition of lam dam bay explains that ish about samcha regarding the halacha that a woman that her husband has obligation to make her happy on yom tov the bubble is a big deal when we colored garments but it's all big deal when linen garments now the problem is welcome ashmir it sounds like the bisham simcha ma'ari that's actually the chiv simcha is with the Karbanis of the Shalmi Simcha, because that's why the mother of Yerushalayim, if it was with the garment, she could have stayed home in Babel. So that's what Hassam there, but the Maschal Isha Perashti became a Perakam Dreshon of Babel Mavez, how to resolve this question. Where he could ride on his father's shoulder, as Tais explained, Shmuel was old enough for that. But he wasn't old enough to hold his father's hands and walk up by feet, and then that would seem to be like Basil, that's why he didn't go. Because the Chiv HaChinuch only starts when he could hold the hand and walk with him. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Bechigur Sheichel is Pashin. By someone who's lame, who could heal from that illness. So what's the Gemara's question regarding as a child? Mikmei Gedulei Mak. The question is, before he becomes an adult, what's the Halacha? In other words, Miyam, do we say to keep in the good Lama Chayim, and that as a sense, an adult that would be able to get obligated. When he would be healed, so too a child would also be chayav b'chinuch because the media would then be caught. What's the whole reason of a cotton? To train him, the other true god that he should know that when he's an adult, and when he's an adult, he's ultimately going to be healed at that point. So therefore, even though now he's lame, but there still be an obligation of training him, maybe no, keeping the god of b'hachil l'machayav, since as such an adult who's lame right now, this child, would not be chayav, gam cotton lay, so to a child would also not be chayav. Next is master beginning with the Gemara, Yish Tekesa. The Eil Shia is the more expensive one according to Bishamay. It has to be 2 silver coins. Now, says Taisim, this is rabbinic. Can Uray say Eil Shila carbon? Because biblically, there actually is no measurement for the amount you have to spend on the carbon. Rakla Shamay Ilis only for Shamay Ilis to Sibbe Kesesh Kom with the Pasim Yikahe says there should be a silver skull. And Betanamakris is Nabchabavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav for the Ashamelis, but all other karbanas don't have a set amount. So obviously this shear is rabbinic. I tell you what I mean by Zvachim Nizigmas is Zvachim Chazman Avlai Yisvikachom Badoi, the subject that you have should not be more severe than when you have a definite sin regarding a chatas, and if Ramah Badoi chatas Bazdanka, just like when you have a definite sin of a chatas, all it is a dankum, which is much less. Asik Ashim Badanka, so to the suffix by Ashim, which Asham, this Ashim Tali should also be Badanka. So it sounds like it is a set amount. And it's, not just rabbinic. So the Menachas of Kovzayim, the Vez, Yavi Ashim, who Ben Sakh Beseli should bring his Ashim and his Labishan with a Sali, he has a set amount. So it says Labdavka Chashim. No, it's not precise. It's just saying like a way of picking an amount, but it's not necessarily that there is a shear. So the Damin Peg base decrease of Yudin base, you'll be Ashim and Selish, bring his Ashim and Selish. Same idea. You know, the Minim Peg, until the Yuman of Nunheim and base, Nishkal Arba, Zuzim, Nishv, and Hara, take the four Zuzim and throw it into the river. Love the Afghan, that precise, the Lebe Gulay, you don't need so much. It's just picking by way of an example how much it would cost. Peg base of Menaches, on the Kozam and base, in the Rimaskal Kevas, Perashti, I explain this concept. Next, says Mata, we're going to give the words, Zigmar, Yeshlop, Nia Diba. Bisham says, Bisil, that Chagig is not any better than the Riyah. Because Riyah was also Lefnei Adibur. So he's explained, because of Asrili, he holds Asrihabi, that Oila, it was by, before Mount Tari, was Asrihabi, because it comes from Asrihabi, but it's no worse than that of the Chagiga. The next says, Matha, beginning with the Gemara, Karban Yachid, that a Karban Yachid could go in Chagiga, which is an individual's carbon, is, you learn about Karban Yachid. The Karban Karban Tzibah, either Gemara, they call it a Karban Tzibah. So it says, Hanagabi Pesachin, that's only in contrast to the Karban Pesach in ear, in the Pesach Sheni. Because like the Gemara says over there, Chagig, my time, I'm a Kadi, come and say, why is Chagig called a Karban Tzibah? Because that's Bechanufi, because it comes when all the Jewish people come together. Pesach Ramos, we're going to have Pesach also, all the Jewish people. Because Pesach Sheni, also Bechanufi, no, the Pesach Sheni, which does not come Bechanufi, so we're contrasting the Chagig to that. So in that regard, Chagig is Karban Tzibah, but really, it's every single individual's own private carbon. We learned something that applies to all future generations, but something else that's also for each generation, not something that was just in that moment. Now, it says, in other words, Simon the could have said that definitely better to learn out from Shavuos, which we have more oilers than Shlomim. So the Gemara couldn't say, Dun Yom Tiv Yom Tiv. Wait a second. That's another explanation. Learn out Yom Tiv, which is the Rian, the Chagiga, which are Karbans that come on Yom Tiv, from Yom Tiv, which they come on the Shavuos. La Fuke, Nesim, the Chalavir. Contrast, how could you learn from the Nesi'im, which that was on a weekday? No, because we never find some differentiation in any plays to say that comes in Yom Tov has more value than that which comes during the weekday. Now, so it says, although the Gemara later on, the Chogimel Beis, Yafinan Tzidu Kafachas, we learn now the combination of one spoonful, which says in the Pasuk Kafachas. Hakosa also called Mashab Kafachas. The Pasuk considers whatever's in the spoon as one regarding the lochas of Tumor. But Lebechina, the Gemara doesn't ask this question that we're asking in our Gemara, the Doris Mishole Yafin, you can't learn out what future generations from something that was just a one time thing by the Nesi'im. So how can you know that the tzir of Bakaydish for future generations, like we're asking over here? So it says not the awesome over there, given the like of the there, since you have nothing else from future generations to learn out from, you'll finish up Mishal. You could learn out from them, it was temporary. It's only when you have both to learn out from, then we'll say from there is enough from Mishal, but if there's the only one, then you could learn out from. Or you know, another approach, you could say, Shani Hosam, there's them in the Tan Mekra, today says them, the Pasuk repeated 12 times, more than the Siyam. And therefore, even though it's Lashaw, we could learn out from that. Because I mean, we can't parakam the Menachas, like we learned the first parakam Menachas, the Pesam Beis, the parakam with Rabba, they're enough, you're Tesam Beis. Mekadosh Alach, that the vessels that are for the liquids, they'll sanctify the liquids. We have Yolav Shmuel, he learns out Doris Mishah, three generations from that which was only a temporary thing, the Tanya Mekra today. Isn't again because the Pasuk repeated 12 times, so two over here. You could learn out Doris from Shah. They all hold like Vishamai that the oil that the makriv in the midbar was the oil of Riyah. So it says, but in actually, don't ask, what do you mean? Vishamai, Vishil, Avdik, Vishamai? These Tanoim, they're leaving Vishil, they're doing like Vishamai? Hallo, Vishamai is Vishil in the Mishnah. Whenever Vishamai does good, Vishil, that's not, we don't even consider at all. So how could they be going like Vishamai? Vishamai, it says, what you can say is, this Vilu, no, they hold like Nechel, Vishamai, Vishil, but they hold they didn't disagree, and therefore they could hold that, that is the interpretation, but of course they wouldn't go like Vishamai against Vishil. From the three opinions that hold that we find Hadamarin that the oil that they were makir in the midbar is oil suriya, and therefore there was also lifnei adibah. So therefore that doesn't make chagig any better. So it's a like lecture. You cannot ask minolei from where does the gemara get this? The isla oil suriya that bishamid necessarily held that the oil they brought was oil suriya. The oil suriya oil tamid. Maybe they held no that it actually was a oil of the carbon tamid. And wait a second, based on that, so wouldn't that make the Chagiga better than the Illustri Iyah? No, because even so, but Tamid did who? Rishamin own reasoning that, first of all, the Iyah was all for Hashem. And that you can learn from Shavuos, other Blahu, they held it better. And actually, because Dachim Ashram actually sounds like this from the Gemara. Because Midabai, from the fact that the Gemara asked, Mike Tamil Mesil Kibasayu, that why did Mesil say like Beishamai? In other words, even after the Gemara already knew that from Mesil, that the reason is because Chagig was a Medim and not Oil, still the Gemara says, oh, wait, why don't you like Beishamai? That the Yishtei Kesef from the two reasons Bishami held, obviously, that would be enough of a reasoning. So maybe that's why. Maybe Bishami agrees to be held that only Chagiga was in that Re'iyah. But still, Bishami holds to their reasoning. So there's no Halab Masay, that's nothing. Because in Miboile, that's not a proof to show that, oh, that the Gemara would hold that would be significant. Because in Miboile, the Gemara is asking, Am I like Bishil Eilis Re'iyah Bishami? In other words, the Gemara's question was, not why don't they hold like Bishami in general, but why don't they hold that the Eilis was Eilis Re'iyah like Bishami? But most definitely, the Gemara knew that this logic is better, and therefore you don't. So therefore, the Gemara is asking on Beis Hill, why don't they say that it's that the Eilis is Eilis Re'iyah? So therefore, even according to Bishamim themselves, you can't say they're relying on their old logics, as we're saying that that's not the Gemara's question. So even though that they agree that the Eila in the Midbar was Eilis Tamid, but rather that they that was the Gemara's question. On Beis Hill, that why don't they say like Bishamai, that was Eilis Re'iyah. So therefore the Gemara couldn't say that Bishamai would hold like Beis Hill. Obviously they held that it was Eilis Re'iyah. Because like we're saying, it's obvious that it's not enough to really rely on those two sources. And everything Gemara didn't ask that, like Tosis is explaining, and therefore that obviously cannot be what Bishamai relied on. And if again, it must have been that they held it, like we're saying, it's Eilis Re'iyah and not Eilis Tamid.